Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, and welcome to the show. Today is Friday. It is Free Fall Friday. You know what that means. That means that you guys can call into the show, press the one key on your keypad, and you can be on the air with me in just seconds. All right, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. I don't care what it is, all the way from bubblegum to politics. You can talk about it and anything in between. All right, 818-301-5834. And thank you guys who are listening online at blogtalkradio.com through my show page. And those of you who are listening by cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, this morning's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, welcome, guys. And again, we are the fastest growing radio show in the South. And because you guys are with me this morning and you know, a lot of things are going on, it's Friday and all this, let's get this thing started off right, okay? Come on, y'all. Come on. For tuning in to the show. Now, today's weather right now is 58 degrees in the ATL, partly sunny skies. We're looking at a high of 74 today, low 60 tonight. And again, right now, we are at 58 degrees in the ATL. All right. Tomorrow, rain and 69 degrees is our high and 41 low. Sunday, sunny on Sunday. 57 is our high, 34 the low. Monday, sunny, 59 the high, 34 the low. So, you know, I think that Sunday and Monday temperatures are typical for this time of year. You know, these 78 and 79, 80 degree days we've had in the back a few days ago are not typical of this time of year, but these numbers are. So that's normal temperatures, okay? But anyway, it is what it is, and that's where we are. Today's word of the day is epistemic, okay? E-P-I-S-T-E-M-I-C. It's an adjective, and it means of or relating to knowledge or knowing. Of or relating to knowledge or knowing. Of or relating to knowledge or knowing. Okay? An example says, Professor Rich is convinced that the quest for epistemic certainty is a foolhardy one. Okay, I don't get it, but you guys may know, but it's epistemic. And that's our word of the day. Anyhow, let's get into today's show. Again, today is Free Fall Friday, guys, and you guys can we'll be able to call in. You can call in and talk about whatever you like, okay? Whatever you want to talk about is fine with me. Now, again, it's Free Fall Friday. Today's topics is, should police officers have their own insurance? Okay? Should police officers have their own insurance? And so we're going to discuss this ongoing debate about whether or not each police officer should have their own liability insurance instead of the city having to pay for their wrongdoing. Now, I think that this is a great idea. And a lot more officers are starting to buy liability insurance through the union. Okay? Because now, when you have a wrongful death by a police officer, I believe that the family not only sues the city, but they also can come in and take a civil suit or file a civil suit against the police officer for wrongful death. Okay? And if he doesn't have insurance, liability insurance, then, you know, they can take everything he owns, cars, homes, whatever he owns, they can take it if he doesn't have the insurance. So, if you're a police officer out there, you're listening to the show, I believe that you guys should be held liable for a wrongful death, and you should have this liability insurance. And again, the city should not be responsible for an officer who is out there doing wrong, for wrongdoing of an officer. And why does the city have to pay? I mean, it's, yeah, you are employed by the city. But if you shoot somebody, an unarmed citizen, for no apparent reason, your life isn't threatened or anything like that, they don't have a weapon, then you should be held accountable for that. You're supposed to be trained to handle those situations. And it's just getting more and more in depth, so to speak, with people wanting to not only sue the city, but then they're starting to go after these police officers. Okay? So, I think that it's really a great idea for these police officers to have their own liability insurance. What do you think? 818-301-5834 and press number 1. And I will put you guys on the show. It's Free Fall Friday. All lines open to the show. That's where you guys can call in again and weigh in on this topic or talk about whatever topic that you may have to talk about. I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. So take that however you want. But that's the way it is, right? That's the way it is. Again, 818-301-5834. Should police officers have their own insurance? And I think so. And also I think that police officers, you know, the way it's been over the years is that you have a majority black community or an all black community, and And then you have a white police chief in that community. And you have, 70% white police officers in that community. You know, I don't think that this community, a black community, should be policed by white officers. I think a black community should be policed by black officers that come from that community. Okay? Black officers that come from that community should be police officers in that community. And if you think about it, look at it like this. You know, if something happens in that community and a white cop comes in to supposedly, you know, calm down the situation or get the situation under control, say there's domestic violence there, and they come in and they end up dragging the husband out into the street and maybe cold-cocking him. Maybe, you know, cold-cocking, I mean, you know, you punch him or you beat him or something because he's resisting arrest or he's refusing to leave the premises. Then you are going to get, if you're standing out and watching this, you're going to get upset by this, right? You're going to get upset. Oh, that white cop, you know, punched him in the face for no reason. He white cop hit him over the back or over the back of the head with his police stick for no reason. And this and that. But if you have a cop that grew up in that community, that's from that community, okay? Because when I was growing up, we had police officers in our community who we knew and we'd been knowing for a long time because they grew up in that community. They were a bit older than us, but we knew them because they grew up in that community. So when a situation, you know, would arise and they were called in because they were policing that community, they could come in and you say, ah, there's Alex. And Alex could come in and he could immediately calm down the situation because he knew the people that were involved or he knew the people around that were involved. And he could come in and he could calm down the situation immediately. Okay? And then, you know, or he could come in to maybe a standoff. And he could come in and he could, you know, talk to the person and be like, hey, you know, Chris or Bubba or whoever he is, you know, man, you need to let this go. It's not going to turn out well for you. And we'll just get the we'll go downtown and we'll talk about it and I'll help you and we'll figure out the best way for you to, you know, be able to get out of this situation. But right now you've got a lot of people who are, you know you're doing something that's going to cause you harm. There's no way out of this. There's no good way out of this for you. I mean, he can come in and settle that situation down pretty quickly because this guy, whomever he is, would know that he has his best interest at heart because he know him. He know that he's not a bad person. Y'all see what I'm saying? So I don't think that these officers should come in from some other community, okay? Say a white officer from Douglasville comes in and he's a police officer in Atlanta in the say for instance the Bedford Pine community. Okay, you know, you may not know what the Bedford Pine community is, but it's down near Piedmont Park. Okay, and it's a probably a all black community, but you got a white cop from Douglasville who has gotten a job as a police officer in that community. Okay, he doesn't know this community, he doesn't know the streets, he doesn't know anybody in the community, anything. But he's on this job and he's getting paid by the city of Atlanta, right? And these people that live in Bedford Pine are paying taxes to the city of Atlanta. They're paying city of Atlanta taxes. So he's getting city of Atlanta tax money. He's getting their tax money. He doesn't live in their community, but he's coming in and policing their community. Okay? So that's my example, and that's what I'm saying is that, you know, at City of Atlanta shouldn't even hire him. Okay? Or if they do hire him, then they should put him with an officer that's from that community, who knows that community, knows the streets of that community, knows the people of that community. And that way he can learn the community. He can learn how to deal with that community. Okay? See, white officers don't know how to deal with African-American people. They don't know how to deal with Latino people. You know, I'm saying that same thing about black officers. They don't know how to deal with Caucasian community, the white community. They don't know how to deal with the Latino community. And that's what I'm saying. That's exactly why in a Latino community, you got places out on Buford Highway that are just, I mean, saturated with Latinos. You got a community out there further on Buford Highway, further north on Buford Highway, that are just saturated with Asians, businesses and everything. Then there should be Latino officers who should be assigned to that community. There should be Asian officers who are assigned to that community. And y'all don't tell me that it's not Asian officers, it's not Latino officers, because there are. Put them in those communities. Put these black officers in the black communities, in their own communities, in their own environment. And I'll tell you, you know, you have these, some of these police officers that get shot, some of these the police officers who shoot people for the wrong reasons. If you go into your community, imagine you in your community which you grew up in, you know a lot of people in that community. You can go in there and do things that other people who did not grow up in that community, they can't go up in there and do that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I have a couple of more minutes left in the show, but, you know, I just strongly believe this idea about having, you know, cops from that community police that community. They getting tax dollars from that community. They live in that community. They live in that community as kids, as adults, as police officers. They live in the community. And then when they retire from the police force, they continue to live in that community. So the tax dollars are being spent right there in that community. And that's what I believe will, that's what makes communities thrive. And I think the crime rate will come down. And if you spend money in your community, that keeps your community's economic status up. Doesn't bring it down. Okay? So you should patronize your own community businesses. Hey guys, it's again, it's Friday. I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. Take care of yourselves, and please have a safe and awesome weekend. Take care of your families and do the right thing. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.